Blog Talk Radio.
Ask that you give them the strength to be able to overcome whatever it is that they need to overcome, because through your word, through your son, who we thank you for, Jesus Christ, who came here and died so that we may have an opportunity to redeem ourselves, and we thank you. We thank you in the name of Jesus Christ, through the blood of Jesus Christ, that we may be saved. And we thank you for this tremendous opportunity to be able to speak to the audience about how great you are, about how merciful you are. But Father God, also to let people know, you are a great God. You are a merciful God. You are a magnificent God. But you are also a God that seeks wrath for people that don't appreciate you being merciful, people that don't appreciate you being grateful, people that don't appreciate the greatness that you have extended for us to change. So there is another side. Father God, we ask that you continue to bless us and keep us, bless our families. We ask this prayer in the name of the Father, in the name of the Son, and in the name of the Holy Ghost. And as we recite together, our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be your name, your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us today our daily bread, and forgive us for our debts as we forgive our debtors. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For you are the kingdom, you are the power, and you are the glory. Together as saints, we say amen, amen, and amen. And again, good evening to our listening audience. Thank you for tuning in to the Universal Science Church of God Bible Study. We're talking to you live on Blog Talk Radio, live from Michigan. Good evening. How you doing, Minister Lewis?
I'm doing good. How you doing today?
Okay. And the show has started at around, I guess around 3:05 p.m. And we are scheduled to go on for 2 hours. We may leave early. But anyway, just stay tuned in. Today we are scheduled to talk about, as we have traveled, we are traveling through the Word of God. And we started in the book, we started in the New Testament. And today we are on Genesis the 28th chapter. And what Genesis the 28th chapter talks about, it talks about Jacob's departure. And if you can all remember, I know we haven't been here in a few weeks, and we do apologize for not being here, but you know, life is life. And if you can remember, the younger brother Jacob stole Esau's blessing. And so he was, his life, what we talked about last time, he had to leave because Esau had planned to, you know, he held a grudge against his brother. He planned to kill him. And so Rebekah, who is the orchestrator of all of this, remember, she heard the threat and moved in her, into action. And her plan was to send Jacob to Haran to live with her brother. And to make a long story short, Rebekah and Jacob never spoke no more after this. She did all this to help him get the birthright. And can you imagine they never talk anymore after he goes on with the brother? So see, sometimes if you look at life, people struggle and struggle and struggle to be, I won't say she low down, but it is, it derives from being low down. You ever seen people, oh, I got to have you, got to struggle, they have this master plan, they, well, we're going to kill the husband or we're going to kill the wife, and after that's done and the police come in, you notice how they never talk no more. So that's kind of like what happened here. Minister, give us some comments before we go into the lesson.
Well, be quite frank, I mean, I have to listen because I'm...
Okay, so moving right into the lesson, we are starting at Genesis, the 28th chapter, first verse, where I know we said we wouldn't go verse by verse, but some said when we have made a change in plans, we're just going to speak verse by verse. Isaac summoned Jacob, and remember who Isaac is. Isaac is the father of these twins, Jacob and Esau, and he blessed him. He commanded him, don't take a wife from the Canaanite women. And as you know, the Canaanite women are known as some very, they're known as pagans. I know you may not see an explanation there, but they are pagan. They are in opposition to what they stand for and believe. So he and how would he tell a person who just stole from somebody else what make him think he's gonna take that command? Go at once to Padanaram, to the house of Bethuel, your mother's father. Marry one of the daughters of Laban, your mother's brother. May God Almighty bless you and make you fruitful and multiply you so that you become an assembly of people. May God give you and your offspring the blessing of Abraham so that you may possess. And you all remember who Abraham is. You remember Abraham made a covenant with God. Remember him and his wife started off childless. Y'all remember? They couldn't have children. He had a child of 100. His wife was 90. But before that child came about, God told him. So you see all them stars up there. That's how many. That's how you are going to occupy the land. And so here, he was referencing back to, may God give you and your offspring the blessing of Abraham so that you may possess the land where you live as an alien, the land God gave to Abraham. So Isaac sent Jacob to Padanaram, to Laban, son of Bethuel, the Aramean, the brother of Rebecca, and remember, Becca, she's the mother of Jacob and Esau. Esau noticed that Isaac blessed Jacob and sent him to Padanaram to get a wife there. When he blessed him, Isaac commanded Jacob not to marry a Canaanite woman. And Jacob listened to his father and mother and went to Padanaram. Esau realized that his father, and remember, Esau is the one that was supposed to get the blessing. Esau realized that his father, Isaac, disapproved of the Canaanite woman. So Esau went to Ishmael and married, in addition to the other wives, Mahalata, who was the daughter of Ishmael, Abraham's son. She was the sister of Nebaioth. And so right here is where... let's just stop here for a minute and discuss what we read. Give us some input, Melson. Okay. Okay. So, if you notice here, I can tell you why everything else, I think, is pretty self-explanatory. If you notice here, Esau, he took a wife from the family of his uncle Ishmael, and he thought that if he did that, he would get some type of blessing from God. But guess what? It only added to the irritation in the home. So that's where we are at in this particular situation. And think about that for a minute, and let's take a break, and we'll be right back with you.
And the beat is playing time.
top, reaching heaven, and God's angels were going up and down on it. And to me, God, that was, everybody remember Jacob's ladder. Everybody remember hearing about that. Well, that's what it was, basically what they are speaking in terms of, in a sense, because God, the God of Abraham and Isaac, was letting him know that he was watching over him and that he was protecting him. And so even though he got together, schemed with his mother, and stole that blessing. And so the 13th verse, the Lord was standing there beside him saying, I am the Lord, the God of your father Abraham and the God of Isaac. See, Abraham, and I will give you and your offspring the land that you are now sleeping on. Your offspring will be like the dust of the earth, and you will spread out toward the west, the east, the north, and the south. All the peoples on earth will be blessed through you and your offspring. Look, I am with you and will watch over you wherever you go. I will bring you back to this land, for I will not leave you until I have done what I have promised you. When Jacob awoke from his sleep, he said, surely the Lord is in this place, and I did not know it. He was afraid and said, what an awesome place this is. This is no other than the house of God. This is the gate of heaven. Early in the morning, Jacob took the stone that was near his head and set it up as a marker. He poured oil on top of it and named the place Bethel. Though previously the city was named Luz, then Jacob made a vow. If God will be with me and watch over me on this journey, if he provides me with the food to eat and clothing to wear, and if I return safely to my father's house, then the Lord will be my God. This stone that I have set up as a marker will be God's house, and I will give you a tenth of all that you give me. So that concludes what we are discussing today. And Minister, give us some type of commentary on something.
Well, I just been studying because there's so much going on, Minister. But it's not, I'm just still, hate to really bring it up, I'm just kind of be really absorbed with the presidential race, trying to, associate our life with the Bible in terms of what's going on today pertaining to America and, the life that we live on a daily basis. Other than that, I just can't seem to separate the two. Trying to study, get intensely, more thorough study of the Bible than I ever have, but I just got to think about where we at and what role we are to play, So how are you about just everyday living? Things are going pretty good, right?
Yeah. I was just thinking about, it's kind of like Jacob. Sometimes people do things, but people don't realize you're going to reap what you sow. People do things. That's just like hearing the story of Jacob. As you read the story to come, Jacob is going to reap, if a lot of us remember, the same thing, because he's going to be deceived as he have deceived people. He's going to endure many trials and tribulations. And so some people think that they can escape reaping what you sow, and that's what I was saying earlier. God is gracious, God is merciful, God is magnificent, but God also seeks wrath. You know, a lot of people love to try to play with God. And what I mean by playing with God, they think they some type of con man. They think that if they can praise the Lord about, they know that they ain't no good. And they know God is some good for just, because if some people could do something to them, they would have been gone. You ever heard that gospel song? I'm glad man don't have to judge me. See, a lot of people are like that. They think just because they don't see God, and they think because God hadn't put the boom bam on them yet, they think they can con God to not put the boom bam on. Ooh, the Lord is great. The Lord, that's kind of like everyday people. People think, you know, when people don't like you and when people don't have no use for you and they trying to con you, well, they try to switch that same game on God. Oh, God is grace. God is merciful. God is good. They think if they say that, God not going to follow his law. They think because they change on every corner that God don't change. Just what he said he going to do, he going to do. You can play any kind of con game you want, but guess what? You're going to pay for what you did. And you can talk about God being this and God being that, but God also seeks wrath. After so much time and after so many, he know that you should know better by now. God seeks wrath. Wrath is reaping what you sow. Wrath is, now it's time for you to get a dose of your own medicine. You know, people can put out, I pay attention to people. I look at old Bill Cosby. He on television. And what he say about black people, it be true, but the thing that bothers everybody is, you saying all this stuff, but what are you doing? You know, why haven't you solved the murder of your own son? You're saying all this stuff. You're getting around. Well, you know, Trayvon, what is race? How do it look? Old Zimmerman, they found him not guilty, so boom. Now you can go shut up. That's why I didn't get involved with it, because I know once the court speaks, that's it. Now he tripping all over the place, can't even get through the door. I'm talking about what is race? Racism. Racism is what you're going through right now, Bill Cosby. Because right now, the white man, everything that they trying to come down on you on, the white man doing. Okay? And so like you were saying, that this Zimmerman character was okay with it. See, in other words, you got a 16-year-old white boy on TV, white folk grinning. he killed four people. He got influenza. He don't know no better. He's so rich and privileged. He just don't know no better. Poor Trayvon going to the store to go get him some iced tea. He can't. He ain't. You know, the way they talked about him, they talked about this boy like he's a grown man. He the same age as a influenza guy. As a matter of fact, Trayvon didn't have no burglary record. Trayvon didn't burglarize nobody. He wasn't looking in nobody's window. He was just going to the store to get his little brothers some iced tea. They were going to look at something on television at night. Now you got this 16-year-old white boy that killed four people, and they just sitting around grinning like it's cute. It's okay. In other ways, it's okay for him to do what he do. Trayvon just walking to the store, and y'all talking about him just like he's 40 or 50 years old. You know, and I just sit down and I have to look at that stuff, and I pay attention to that kind of stuff, because that's just really, you know. And then, in other words, then you go, now you sitting up in church now singing old dead songs. You can't sing. You're sitting around the church singing, you know, talking about Jesus loved me, thinking that you can con God. You can't con God for real. Just like I see what you're doing, God see what you're doing. Matter of fact, he see more. He know more. Because if you can do something like that, and then you want to say, well, we're trying to get you back because we didn't like the way black people responded about O.J. Well, you know what? If we as black people had to get into forgiveness and forgiveness, we should never forgive y'all based on slavery. You know, you tell me how black people felt about the O.J. situation. I admit that wasn't right, but I also know one thing. That wasn't right what you did back in slavery. That wasn't right when you raped our grandmothers and mothers. You know, and then you had enough nerve to come and put it in a book and teach it to us. You know, and then you teaching it to us not as no, you know, as a way to infuriate. You know, and so That's what I'm speaking about. I'm speaking about, and you can talk about what you know, the white community, they mad back about how black people handle the OJ thing. You know what? You would never be able to get from up under what happened in slavery. Now, you can sit around, I have to deal with white people now. They think you can be in the room with them. They think that they can actually sit up. And when you start talking about, they want to talk to you about respecting them. Respect? You serious? They want to talk to you about something that they ain't nowhere near capable of. You know, the respect. You think discrimination is a form of respect? In other words, if it weren't for the laws, you'd be doing, as far as I'm concerned, to be a race war, because you wouldn't be talking to me any kind of way. Now, I don't know about these other people and what they got going with you. And I know if we're living in a civilized society, we have to handle things a certain way. But, you know, you got to be real. Don't be going around thinking that everybody's stupid. You know, you think because you can say something is real. Because you say something, that don't make it real. Don't you know I had a grandfather, great-grandfather. My people told me about all this kind of stuff, about slavery and how they was treated and how they were mistreated. How they were not treated. I don't have no reason to think that my grandfather just sat down and lied to me every year and warned me about what I need to be doing, what I don't need to be doing when it comes down to the races. I just have no, and he ain't the only one. I've kept company with a lot of older people have told me that everybody can't be lying. So. And then I look at the way white people act and the way they talk and the way they handle things that let me know it's true. Because like I say, you think that's supposed to be cute. And I know that was 4 white children that he killed, but I still don't think it's right. I still don't think, you know, in other words, they sitting around minister talking just like, well, you know, boys going to be boys. But when it comes down to black boys, they can't be boys. You see, they got to be sisters. In order to they're like, they got old black folks down there in Selma, Alabama, talking about, well, you know, the best way, you don't want the white man to mess with you, then main thing you got to do is just go and be a sister. See, they teaching that to these young boys. So that ain't going to stop white folks from messing with you. Who told you that? Just to show us you black and you live in this world, no matter what you do, no matter how good you are, no matter how moral you are. Matter of fact, you know, you just keep living. Just pay attention. You keep doing wrong and see you around talking about white folks. White folks ain't got no. Why are you so worried about white folks liking you and white folks this way and they that way? Hey, what should matter to you in your life is God. How do God feel about you? What do God feel about you saying you like another man? What do God feel about that? Who cares what white people think? If they want to be homosexuals, let them be homosexuals. You know, really. Because they have already said that they are privileged. They, you know, they do have a support system. You got to really admit that. They got a support system. They got everything they need. If they can have everything they need and still do what they do, hey, let them do it. But the whole point about black people, you ain't got nothing, not even common doggone sense. You ain't even got a brain. You got a brain that's bigger than everybody's brain, a head bigger than everybody's head, and you won't even use it. It's never been used. You won't use your head for nothing but a hat rack. And I used to wonder why that statement was that statement, but that's really true. It don't make no sense for black people to, you know, just sit around. Then you sit around and try to play games like, well, you know, I'm not going to offend the white folks. Do you think white folks care about offending you? I mean, really. Only reason why they ain't calling you no nigga. You know why? Because that's money out of their pocket. That's money out of, that spreads all throughout. They call you that. And social media don't make it no better. Other than that, you could hang it up.
But there is a great thing about social media, and you say the average American. At least they have a way to talk and have, you know, have a reason to believe that there are other people in the same situation. But that don't make no kind of sense when we can't, you know, we just got to be able to live a certain life. And the way that we have to go about doing it is we need leaders that are credible. And we, at this time, we just haven't had no leadership. You know, even the parents were kind of disenfranchised to a great degree. But by being a democracy, we have a chance. We have a chance to, but a chance is something that you have to, you know, that you have to feel you're privileged to, or you have access in order to take advantage of an opportunity. And that's where we are now.
Well, you know, I wanted to take that back. I wanted you to take that back about we need leaders. We need public servants. See, that's another thing that's a problem. Minister, see, a lot of these people really actually think they qualified to be a leader. First of all, when Jesus Christ came here, and I don't think nobody is greater than him, Jesus Christ came here as a servant. He came here to serve. When people get into positions, they are there to serve. They are not there to be nothing but something, a conduit to constituency. Other than that, they need to, that's what makes me mad. These people go, they get in these seats. I've been talking about this stuff for years. They go and sit around in these seats for 30, 40 years just for a paycheck, just to eat, sleep. They're not successful. Only thing that makes them successful is they appear like they're successful. They are dirty to people. They put fear into people. They make people think that, you know, what if the whole world just woke up and was talking the same way that we talk? They would be done. That is why it's important for them not to have people like me and you talking about the things that we are talking about, because they know what we're saying is true about them. They are nothing. When I say that, and I'm talking about these old black people sitting around in these seats, you ain't never did nothing. You went to college. You probably had what you wanted to do something. They pumped some type of fear into you. Now you done. Only thing you can do is run around on TV and tell some more lies. You know, it just don't make no sense.
Well, not especially when we get to the part about tokenism. You know, tokenism and tokenism is now, I guess you could relate it to just hypocrisy. You know, you have to still be something in order for God to work with a person. That person has to work with God. What I mean by that is, you know, God don't come, the scriptures of God and stuff like that, it comes to make us, give us a better understanding about what role we need to be playing in the whole situation. And that's where I think a lot of people just become confused. You know, they say, well, because you can't see God, you know, that you don't have to be fair about nothing. You don't have to do nothing right, because you really, you know, from a chemistry or a scientific point, you don't believe in something that's unseen. You know, our minds have really probably, you know, been our worst enemy. In other words, the rules that are in the Bible for us to go by, not to help anyone but the person himself. But if you come up with something better than that, then you should be in better shape than that. That's all. That's basically. I'm not taking away from how authentic it is, but that's all that's being said, and that's all that you know. You can't take a child that, if their mother and father's not married, you can't take you can't change the definition. That already has a definition for it. Everything already has a definition, whether it's in whatever language it's in. But it's generally the same. But a lot of things that we just have to know from common sense. And I think it's supposed to be about 3 or 4 billion people in the world. in out of East, the way they got here was by a woman, you know, through by a woman, was how they actually transitioned from the spiritual to the physical. And so, I guess my phone's going out. Is it? No. And that's the only thing that you can comfortably say according to what's an actual fact. Out of everybody that you see in this world, they got here by a woman, you know. And so that's in order to circumvent or to, there's no way that you can. There's no way that you could even get in a position to even compare with this. But now what has been done over the last 8 years is that we would have never as people even attempted to do homosexuals the way they are doing, the way they think that they are doing everybody now. But that's where now you can get into the intricate details of history and why it is like it is. And what it brings about, and it has brought. We need, we always need God, but time for the earth itself, for what goes on in heaven, should go on earth. If it's even close to that time, then something has to go. That's the only thing I can say. And we have. You know, with the life I've lived, I know, I'm 65 years old, like, all I've read about is, you know, wars and rumors of wars and this, that, and the other, and this, that, and the other. But it's really, you know, why is it that, well, we can see everything as it truly is, but like now, one of the biggest problems that I guess we could say is why discuss something that's not real? Like, we try to talk about homosexuality like the district attorney is not a homosexual. He's charging people for not being, you know, we're speaking as Americans now. You know, and I guess it's, I don't know who light that's supposed to be shining on or how it goes, but, you know, how is it that you can't really invent a lie. You know, it don't have a place to sit on or to stand on. And that's what we are doing now. We're telling the greatest lies ever could have been told about Jesus Christ. And that's why a lot of things are destined to happen. Because, you know, that's something that I guess no one has ever been able to do. You know, but that's the only reason why God... have what they call messengers. However, we intend to travel towards the future, but it just has its boundaries. And right now, one of the most criminal things that's happening now is people in different positions. You know, they're not models for society when it comes to spirituality, and their whole life is probably built on some type of tokenism or just being false to his own law. And now people can begin to understand how if the people are corrupted, then the land itself is corrupted. So, if you don't take some type of attitude toward doing something about how people live, you know, how far has civilization come, and how far can it go? And so we're just in some very not difficult times. So this is the time that people have always wanted. You know, this is what everybody spoke about. This is what life in this particular era is supposed to be all about. People on Earth going through some type of transition. You know, to that everything is supposed to be, you know, I don't know what they call a forever living plane, forever living field, however you want to go about it. But the way people are doing the laws in this country, and you know, and like the police, and you know, if the police officers, the police is not good, what I mean by good is if they is allowing bad apples to spoil a barrel, you know, that's still saying the same thing. No matter where you go, what you do, if you're not doing something that's right, then it's just simply not right. And I guess if we are entering into a time, that's only could be according to God, that now, okay, they say only righteousness can enter into the kingdom of God. So now, that means, like, if it was a gate that you had to go through, you know, what state would it be located in? You know, how would you be able to, what you call, in other words, two spaces. You cannot occupy two spaces at the same time. They say matter cannot occupy two spaces at the same time. So, and everything has a place, you know. And when that day comes, if the day comes, that, you know, that they, who wants to think, who wants to even think about it, let alone talk about it. But in the meantime, you know, why is it that, you know, people that have, I have to speak directly toward myself when it comes down to something. Just like, you know, if you are, you know, how well do the laws of the land, of a land that you have protected, how well can the laws of that land protect you? Like me, myself, I have not violated, you know, what you call laws, illegal laws or stuff like that, to the point where it has affected my citizenship. I mean, in other words, I'm not a wanted man, but I'm being, you know, but I see where, well, America is like real, you know, getting into a bad situation when it's trying to take the word of God and display it a certain way, especially like now, when they are taking the teachings of Jesus Christ, and nowhere can you find it. Nowhere can I see it written about the teachings of Jesus Christ the way they are displaying it. And black people have to sit down and listen to people who are being paid by the government to say these things. But, you know, who wants to get into that kind of talk? But at the same time, we need black. That's where we'll have to, like me, and my wife, you know, we are going to have to take some type of leadership role somewhere when it comes down to who is authorizing, you know, talking about the government paying people to tell lies about Jesus Christ that's not even in context. And they are out in the public. They're out in the public in broad daylight, you know, just saying, you know, who's who. And so that's what the problem is coming to be now. But we're going to probably take a break for a second and come back in a little bit.
Trying to make it through this barreling. coming up, Lord, yeah. Although my burden sometimes it treads me down, Lord. But if I can only keep the faith.
And we're back.
Well, I guess I wanted to comment on what you were saying when you brought up about the district attorney down there in Selma, Alabama. You know, it's just real pitiful the way black people have fought just to put a homosexual there. And the only thing he's doing is congregating charges and continuing to congregate charges. And, you know, his whole, I guess his whole thing is you're supposed to be accepting and different abominations. No, I'm not finna go to hell for nobody. I don't care who you are. If you want to be a fag, then be a fag. That's between you and your God. Just like what I do and say is between me and God. You know, and I have my relationship with God don't consist of that. My relationship with God, I'm not a perfect person, but I'm just not a person. I'm just a person that really understand and believe that the only person I am supposed to fear is God. See, that's the first, that's one of the first keys to really understanding anything about God is fearing God and God only. I just don't fear, that's just like, I don't fear things that most people typically fear. You know, when I just know, you know, sometime in life we have to do what we have to do. But when I don't have to do something, I'm just not fixing to do it. You know, that's the way, I guess, what Minister was talking about was just like a few weeks ago, he sent me a letter specifically saying that he was going to arrest me if I didn't pay this white woman some money, much as white folks did to black people. Black people just don't get it. And then a homosexual sitting there, that's their little playbook. See, that's white folks thinking that they got some type of advantage, I guess, with him, because you still don't have an advantage with me, because I'm not even fixing to go along with I did anything to anyone. The only thing I have ever did my whole life is try to be a law-abiding citizen, and that's all I can do. I've always tried to, like I said, not perfect, not a church girl, but, you know, a person that still understood the basic pertaining to God on what I need to be doing. And so I just don't get off into, it's like some people get off into people being low down. I don't get off into people when they be low down. I just want people to basically to leave me alone. That's what I get into. Okay, and then if that's part of leaving me alone is you have to be low down, that's between you and God, because I know God don't approve of stuff like that.
Yeah, I guess society, civilization is something that has to grow. Has to be grown, has to be, you know, it has to be civilized or whatever.
Yeah, but white people, Caucasian people, they have, they think that what they're doing is smart. But even my six-year-old can see through that. What you're doing is not smart, going and getting black people to do what you want to do. You know, everybody's hip to that. Now, why people don't talk about it, why people won't do anything about it, I don't have no... I don't even have a real clear idea of why people don't do things, because, like I say, the beginning of knowledge is not fear of the devil. The beginning of knowledge is fear of God of Almighty. So, and that's Proverbs, the first chapter and the seventh verse. That is the beginning of knowledge. You don't fear the devil. You don't fear the devil's people. You don't fear what the devil can do, because the devil cannot do anything that God don't allow him to do. And you better believe that. God controls everything. We saw that in the book of Job. We see that everywhere. Now I have started reading other religious texts outside of Christianity because I don't really understand how a bunch of people can run around and talk about Jesus Christ and all at the same time. You got homosexuals talking about you fixing to try to see what gonna happen. You got old white women on TV after a year talking about, well, you know, if people been talking about homosexuals gonna do so much. It's been a year and ain't nothing happened. You know, lady, you know what? You just really haven't really read the Word of God, because if you can remember, God warned the people during Noah's time. He gave them 120 years. God ain't finna operate. So you really think that you close with God? God ain't finna operate on your time. You know, God operates on his time. Everybody knows that. And so we must understand, if we are walking with God, we talk about this stuff about God all the time. You know, we get around and talk about faith, but you know what? God gonna put you to test.
Yeah.
God gonna put you to test, and I'm telling you, fear of God is the beginning of knowledge. Read Proverbs, the first chapter and the seventh verse. That is the beginning of knowledge. You fearing the devil, fearing the devil tactics and the devil antics, that's just not gonna get you anywhere. You know, that's just really not, because you know God will take the fear out of you and put it into the devil. Do you know that? But so you got to really be a child of God to really see things like that happen, because I don't fear nobody when I go talk to them. Maybe that will be the death of me one day. I don't know. I don't know where my life is going to end at, but all I know is I don't fear, when a person do me wrong, I don't fear walking nowhere, telling them anything I need to tell them, and to hell with them. To hell with them. And anybody that wants to gang up and get with them, I don't care. You know, I don't care nothing about no Michael Wayne Jackson.
Sissy
punk faggot district attorney down in Selma, Alabama. Do you really actually think I care about you working through him? I don't care about that. God is my God is who I look for my help. God is the only person that I fear. I don't fear no man. Talking about he gonna take his butt, his thing, and put it in another man. But you think I fear somebody like that? You got along, and somebody that stands behind a person and have them doing things like that, I definitely don't fear you. So if you think what you're doing, in other words, people think when they gang up on you at one time, the average person, what their first instinct is, fear. That's not supposed to be your first instinct. Your first instinct is supposed to be, first of all, if it take this many people to take you down, you the one to be feared. Don't let nobody change your psyche. Don't let people use sister psychology on you. Just like, you know, in other words, just like people got to do stuff, bunch of organizations got to get together and do things against you. They just let me know how strong I am and let me know how weak they are. They let me know that I'm on the right path from God and that God has called us to do this task. And so I don't get all off into talking about, you know, that stuff that Michael Jackson talking about. That stuff he doing is old. You know, it's really fixing to come to an end.
But the problem about that is, like,
you just a sister. See, at the end of the day, I don't care what white folks tell you, you the best DA in Alabama. They just telling you that because you being dirty to black people. What's supposed to be the best?
Well, that's what we want black people to really know.
What's supposed to be so good about that? You the best district attorney in Alabama. And this coming from white folks now. Somebody that is not even,
it's coming from the NAACP, too. It's coming from like a, you know, black
NAACP leaders. Is white people, man.
Well,
they are behind it.
But we're more or less trying to talk
they
to
They use
them.
Black faces.
Yeah, we're more or less
they
trying to talk
black,
to black people now.
They use black faces.
Right.
They use black organizations. I know exactly what I'm speaking in terms of now. They use black, like you say, tokenism. They use black faces. That's just like Hank Sanders. He's sitting down there talking about how powerful he's a rock. Let me tell you what a rock is. And you definitely ain't it, Hank Sanders. A rock is the word of God. Do you know that's the greatest thing that if you could have ever just really followed it and believed in it, you probably would be a powerful man. But see, you're a sissy. You're a punk. The rock is the word of God. You ain't no rock. The rock is from the Old Testament to the New Testament. That's the rock. And you had never displayed that in your life, all the way from your wife to your children. And I don't think I need to go into all that because everybody know about you all. From your wife to your children, you have never displayed, you and your family has never displayed anything that I would even remotely want to represent in this life. Or I would even no more than just try to tell other younger people that, hey, you know, those people are, this is what those people are about. That's what white people work through people like him, Minister.
Well, that's true. But that's just the idea that when we speak about stuff like that.
Anytime a person got to do something like that to their own people after they just got out of slavery, after they just claimed they overcame stuff, and now you got to do something like that. Man, to me, that's just pitiful.
That's true.
That's pitiful.
Yeah, and really, see, something like that shouldn't even be allowed, let alone what has happened. But at the same time, you know, and that's what we are up against, you know. And there's nothing else to work on. If you don't have some type of equality among your own kind, then you know what it's just counterproductive, I would say. But the whole system or the whole if it's time for anything decent to happen on the earth, then some things would have to just really stop. And so, like, and I guess that might be the most complicated part of it. Not so much complicated to stop it, but it's like, how to put them words. You know, how long can stupidity last? How can it exist? I guess that's the only thing I could probably say. But we have to look at, I know, for the country concerned, for as laws are concerned, I just think blacks, I know I would, and me as an individual, you know, I would have to speak for myself, because it's no way black leadership nowhere in America is doing anything remotely to emphasize the teachings of Christ, promote some type of civilization. You know, he's just not doing that. And everything is wasted. Everything is wasted. And now, you know, you got people just, you know, having a complete disregard for things that's never been written. And that's like, well, as if someone is supposed to be going along with it. The only reason why people went along with things because it proved itself to be. Now we got to a point where if experience is going to be our best teacher, then how can we profit from our history? It's just kind of complicated, but who would want to live in a situation where there is nothing? And then like when man gets to be, you know, he's not embarrassed about nothing. No, he ain't got no type of pride about himself. Then the civilization itself cannot exist, because it just, you know, when you live like a, when you live uncivilized, then, you know, it has a certain side to it. Well, one thing about, I guess, we're living the coldest day, but this winter is, I guess, is today in Detroit, Minister. It's pretty cold outside.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess, but this year has started. I just would like to know what the world would be like now without what it's had since, you know, even for the past 8 years, from all the way, you know, just from black mayors to black city council people, to black preachers. This has been one decade of just showing, you know, how a new low, a new bottom.
Mm-hmm.
And so, and that's what, you know, we have survived. So that's what we have survived so far. So, but at the same time, you know, in which direction is it going? Because, see, well, life can't get but so bad before something is automatically, and then when something is automatically done about it. But it's just kind of complicated when it comes down to black people, you know, being civilized enough to even teach themselves to be a part, smart enough to be a part of a system that they have to, and play the part that they are supposed to play.
But just like you say, though, people, just like you were saying earlier, you know, when you talk about, that's just like, I remember when I was reading in the book of Exodus, and God was speaking in terms of, that's why, that's really the, when you live in a society where people are, where everything is what you call lawless, and what I mean by lawless, see, the people in position, they want to be lawless, but you don't have that same right to be lawless toward them. See, that's why they get around and try to have things fixed up a certain way, because they some very scary people now. So you might be looking up to these people, but they're very chicken hearted people. I've talked about them and walked through the streets of Selma, and you know, and pretty much dared them to do anything to me. You know, because I feel the same way another person feel. I don't feel like I'm beneath people. And what I mean by I don't feel like I'm beneath a person, I don't feel like a person, I don't care who you is. I don't care if you're the president. I don't care if you're the mayor. I don't care if you're the governor. If you do me wrong, I'm going to talk about you. I don't care. You know, and that's just that. So I'm not going to put nobody above me on saying that, you know, that they are allowed to do something to me, and I'm, you right, you do what you got to do, I'm going to do what I got to do. That's just like old Marvin Wayne Wiggins. He's a judge, a black judge down there in Selma, just nasty, you know, just nasty to the bones.
I mean, it's incredible. I mean, it's amazing.
Just low down. They ain't got enough nerve to send somebody a message about, you better leave that alone. You know, have you make me leave it alone? You know, we was in Selma many, many years after that. You make me leave it alone.
I mean, and these are people who are.
No, and I don't take threats light from nobody. I may not bring up each and every threat, but I don't take threats light. I remember exactly what you all call yourself trying to do now. So don't be thinking for one second I don't remember. I remember everybody, and I remember the role that everybody played, all the way down to biological people that I'm related to. You know, I really actually remember the roles that you played.
Yeah. Yeah, but I guess for the political scene is a concern. I guess we're not in a position really to be co-signing anyone because we're still being just people just lawless, you know. If you're black and your life really matters, then you ain't you're pretty much on your own so far. I mean, that way it has worked for us so far.
And even, you know, the Bible, that's just what Minister Wooster was saying. Even the Bible talks about don't be trying to pervert justice, you know. Don't, because they are vulnerable, but don't pervert no justice. Don't pervert no injustice among people, because I'm right there. You know, you must not deny justice to people.
Well, but most people do not understand, probably, you cannot perfect imperfection. You know, it's like it's a question mark in the universe. But it's really not a question mark. It's a part of growth. And I think, it has like what you call, I think you say people, like, I know betting and gambling is, you know, it's not right, but I mean people have a you know, they want to bet one way or bet another way. But the idea of, you know, hearts, they always bet on black. Black people are good people, but we just don't have, we don't have any leaders. You know, I say me and Minister probably is coming closer to being a leader probably than anyone so far. All we need is money. Because, but then we're being persecuted every day just for being, you know, just for, I guess you could say, as a...
Because they are scared. You know, they have done so many things wrong. You know, they have came out on some, they have played some cards some people won't even play in a lifetime.
Really?
You know, they have really... They scared. I mean, I really, and they actually think that you crazy enough, or we crazy enough, to be trying to pretend like we gonna have a conversation with them. And I noticed that about a lot of these people. You know, they come through bad situations, and then you think when they get in the seat, they gonna do something, and they join up. See, that ain't nothing. You're not gonna ever be able to break the cycle of anything. We just living in, you know, people don't want to accept that a lot of this stuff they're doing is just not going to work no more. You'll see. You will see. It's just not going to work anymore.
Yeah, I guess there's good times and there are bad times. And if a person, and these are the ones that we're interested in, the ones who are too ashamed to say God intended for two men to be married. You know, these are the ones we're interested in. We're not interested in the ones who claim that's what Jesus Christ said, or that's what got something to do with any form of the teaching of Jesus Christ. And so we just have to go down these particular avenues. And maybe, like I say, if there's a certain state or a certain country that I'm supposed to be in, I thought that was America, you know. I mean, at least I thought I said, well, at least one thing happened pretty good. I'm in the right country. But at the same time, those that believe that could look at it that way, and that would prove to be a great thing. You know, but we have to stand up a little bit. You know, we have to be somebody. You know, don't go around telling lies about the Son of God. You know, especially you ain't never read it. You know, black people shouldn't try to start anything. You know, I think they put the slow readers. You know, I think mm-hmm. I think they have to dumb it down the system for the black man to catch the hold.
Mm-hmm.
But now we have been known to come out of all kind of universities. But I do fail to see, you know, just, you know. It's just not a sure thing. Some of the people who have made most of the money, like Oprah Winfrey and Bill Cosby, they contribute to people like Morehouse College, and Morehouse is like a homosexual college. And then when they say that, they speak of it as if it's something proud to say. And you know, and then where has that gotten black people in the world? You know, Bill can't even make it to it. So it's not funny in a way of speaking. But he is, I always thought that's what it took to go to Hollywood. If you were a girl, I said, well, if you go to Hollywood, if I was a girl, then probably they would, you know, you got to do what you got to do. But and then the guy go there, I thought that, you know, the guy go there, he just have a hard time.
Well, I remember wanting to go to Hollywood, and people were saying, well, you know, Hollywood, this is what you got to do to be, and people do this and people do that. So it's like a common conversation, but reason why I'm not going to say nothing in behalf of Bill Cosby is because I don't like what he has said through the years. You know, he all talking, no action. He right about the things he's saying, but he not helping black people. He just want to look like he's trying to get some type of bone with white folks to show them what he going to do, how bad he going to talk about black people. That just ain't right.
Yeah, and if he ain't got a bone yet, what does it take?
If I had the money he had, it's just no way I would just be sitting down not doing nothing. Mm-hmm. I would have to change something.
Yeah, if he ain't got a bone yet, well, good God, what'd it take to get a bone? because he really did something by not doing anything constructive for black people. You see, that's the whole thing. That's his greatest thing that he have done, to just make us think that we all right, we there, you know. Oh boy, but at least now one thing about the black history, if you read it and you study it, you don't have to really go along with some things. Try to go back as far as you can. As far as you to be normal, to appear to be normal. But this year is just starting, and we need to just pay attention. All I can say, this is probably a long year, but I guess about a lot of exciting things would be happening. I wish everybody just made up their mind and started trying to do what they need to be doing. But we're gonna call it a day until later on tonight.
Yeah, please tune in to Political Justice later on. Thank you for tuning in to the Universal Science Church of God. Pray for us. We pray for you. May God bless you and keep you. Good day. Good evening. God bless.